for coming today. It's good to be together in the face of grief and loss and bewilderment. Today's gospel says, you also must be ready. But no one was ready for what happened this week. How good we were. Those of you who are, as we say here, from outside, non-newcomers, visitors, you're very welcome here. As Jennifer explained, our congregation is grieving today from a tragedy this week. A small plane crash took two lives. The pilot was a wonderful young man from this congregation, Sean. His passenger was a bright young geologist from Vancouver. Her name was Julia. These deaths challenge us very hard. It's just not fair. It is not right that a vital, splendid young man like that, that a good, hard-working, bright woman should die so young. And where is our God if God will not protect us? A sudden tragedy like this makes us all the more aware of our own mortality. We know intellectually death will come to us all, but are we ready for it being just possibly today? And where is God? Today's reading from Isaiah makes his understanding clear. Isaiah is talking to a nation rather than to individuals, but the message is, do good and God will protect you. Reading verse 19. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land, but if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. It's fairly easy to think that way when life is going well, that somehow we deserve the good things we enjoy, but when undeserved tragedy strikes, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for Sean. It doesn't work for my son Ian. It doesn't work for a lot of people. Really, really bad things do happen to good people, to innocent children. So where does that leave our faith? Some of you may be hoping I can make some sort of sense of this tragedy and so many tragedies that happen, but honestly, I can't. God did not do this. God does not want this. God does not like this. Jesus wept at the death of his friend Lazarus. All I can tell you is that God is here with us. God is with Wendy and Barry and Evelyn and everyone else here who is grieving. And God was with Sean in those last moments in his plane. And God is with Sean now. Last week, I was planning to begin this message by talking about how it sometimes feels like the world's going crazy. So only a week ago, we were talking about mass shootings in the U.S. There's war, there is violence in so many places around this globe. There are people of great wealth who seem to care nothing about what others go through. We read of politicians who seem to encourage hatred because it bolsters their own power. There are religious leaders who seem to be using other people's faith to enrich themselves or for their own ends. We have industry leaders who seem to care nothing for their workers or for their planet, for our planet, in the endless quest for profit. On the news this morning, the holy city of Jerusalem seems to be going up in flames. There are times when it feels as though hiding one's head in the sand would be the best option. It's very tempting to just quit. Turn off the TV, go home, dig your garden. That's actually a good thing to do, but simply despairing is a temptation, but it is a temptation. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Did you know that quote is in Isaiah? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And Isaiah condemned that attitude. So what do we do? What does God call us to? I don't have a hotline to God, but I think we are called not to give up, for one thing. God does not give up on us, no matter how disappointed we must be. God created this world and said it was very good. However you think of God, visualize God, or deliberately don't visualize, the spirit of love is unfailing. Our Hebrews reading today speaks of faith. It says, by faith we understand. Well, sometimes faith helps us to not understand and still trust. Today I think we are called to be together, to be quiet, perhaps to pray, to grieve, and to comfort one another. To remind ourselves and to remind each other that we are not alone. In life, in death, and life beyond death, God is with us, we are not alone. And next week we carry on. We keep on trying to live as God calls us. Isaiah makes God's call sound simple. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. You and I each have our own individual lives to live, our own personal joys, our own challenges. In the weeks ahead, I think we are called to stay together, to stay in touch. We are a family in some ways. And like every family, of course, we don't agree on everything. Indeed, we shouldn't. We are individuals with minds and opinions. But it's hard to face the world, each of us, alone. As a community, we can hold each other up. We can remind each other of the truths we know. We can pray for each other and with each other. We can tell each other that you are a unique child of God and you are loved. I ask you, as Beth says, be gentle with each other, be gentle with yourselves. Life is fragile and uncertain. Hug those you love, of course. And know that even when we cannot feel it, God is with us, now and always.